Why is it only the Brits who use this wonderful word? Cuckold. What do you think?
First of all, Olivia is much better at it than I ever was. Much better. Light years beyond me. So I'm very happy to hand him the mantle. Gigolo. You know, actually, I have quite a normal life. I got a wife, and I got kids, I got a house, I got a mortgage, I got all those things. And this is a story, from my character's point of view, of a guy who's got a wife, he's got kids, he's got the dog, he's got a house, he's got a mortgage. So it was something that, at this point in my life, I felt I could bring something to that maybe I couldn't have 10, 15 years ago.
It's funny because I told you my daughter this morning, and I said, when they ask me that, what should I say? And I never quite know what to say. I like relationship pieces, and obviously, in this particular case, I liked a movie of Claude Chabrol's called La Femme Infidèle. And I loosely based this film on it with Alvin Sargent. I don't know. I haven't got the slightest idea. I would love to have some clever answer. I do think that I've done sort of films that have been pretty different. I think Flashdance is very different from Jacob's Ladder, and I think Lolita is very different from this movie. Obviously, with relationships, sex is involved, infidelity is involved sometimes, and murder is involved, but nobody seems to be so interested in the murder part.
Well, we'd had discussions, certainly a lot of them, and as I told Olivier after our first love scene, obviously my bark is a lot more than my bite because, you know, you can have a lot of courageous talk, but between action and cut, other things go on, and you can't really prepare terribly much because Adrian was very specific that he didn't want us to be coy, certainly me, and even though my character certainly has her resistance and her, you know, conflict about what's going on, what she's allowing to go on. Behind your back, Olivia, I've been saying that it was sort of like we held hands in the trenches of the wars, and we had this wonderful experience behind us that nobody could take away from us, you know. And fortunately, it's on film, so people believe how brave we really were. That's how I feel about it. But, you know, Adrian was very clear. I mean, he would be very specific, and we'd have long talks in the trailers before we go in to, you know, take Normandy or whatever. Well, I think as far as the trust that you had, now you have something else, what you build from there. I mean, you're completely stripped of all your pretenses and your previous hopes and specific things. But now you're faced with each other. And in some ways, I mean, I never saw the original French film for various reasons, but there is something perversely romantic that he would kill, you know, out of, I mean, you could, as a woman, interpret that in some tragic way as a fight for the love in some really primitive, animalistic way. So, yes, we see them wanting the same things, and I think if two people want the same things and they're willing to adhere to that, anything's possible. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think they're obviously much closer at the end of the film than they are in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the process that Diana is describing to me is we can only know of the universe and about each other what we know about ourselves. We base our whole knowledge of out there by what we can describe of it, and we can only describe of it of what we know. So these people lack self-knowledge, frankly, about their shadow sides. They don't know how far they can go out of control. You know, these two people who wildly go out of control, who are like us. And we can all go out of control. We see it in the world constantly. Not just in romantic situations, political situations, and ethnic situations, and any kind of conflict. Out of control. These people understand kind of the depths of possibilities inside them in the process of this film. Therefore, that self-knowledge relates to empathy for the other, which obviously is a basis for intimacy, real intimacy. And therefore you get forgiveness, which they're both able to forgive each other because they know they have it inside themselves. But in a larger sense, I find it interesting that these are people probably going to be better citizens, ironically, after this too. They're going to understand other people who are out of control.